This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool. We better stop. Hey, what's that
sound? Well, Julie, at the core of the debate is a simple question. Are sanctuary cities actually safer? Some politicians and law enforcement in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and some other large cities insist they are, arguing that if no one fears being deported, they'll report more crimes, police will catch more criminals, and everyone is safer.
We depend on our communities, particularly our immigrant communities, to cooperate with us, not only to keep them safe, but to keep all of you safe.
But some studies do not support that. An analysis by UC Riverside found, quote, violent crime is slightly higher in sanctuary cities, but it concluded on balance, there is no statistically discernible difference in violent crime, rape, or property crime. So many street cops and sheriffs, however, oppose sanctuary policies. Phoenix was a sanctuary city, but ended that in 2008. Police say when given the discretion to ask about a suspect's legal status and cooperate with ICE, the crime rate fell.
When we eliminated our sanctuary city policy back in about 2008, we saw crime, at least violent crime and stolen vehicles, drop by 20-25%. We saw a 20-year low crime rate.
Most assuredly, we saw a decrease. And what happens, folks felt less comfortable because the risk of apprehension would go up.
So the Boston Globe found that 30% of criminal aliens committed new crimes after their release at a rate four times higher than even suggested by ICE. Now, the bills, Julie, that we talked about must still pass the Senate, but sanctuary supporters are not backing down, either politically or in court. Back to you.
All right. William Lajeunesse, thank you.
So what do you think? Are we, like, insane here? I mean, what this all comes down to is we're trying to accommodate illegality. We're somehow trying to make a right wrong. a wrong right. This is a problem. I mean, at the very foundation of us being a country with the rule of law, this is huge. And, of course, here we have the House resoundingly pass Kate's law. We'll see what happens in the Senate. It is said to be a bit problematic there because the senators, not necessarily a direct reflection, even though it is a majority Republican Senate, it may not, coincide with what the House did. Of course, they've been chewing on this for a long enough time. And I got to tell you one thing that's not said much, in terms of credit for this, because maybe, for whatever reason, Bill O'Reilly's been put on timeout. I got to give O'Reilly credit. O'Reilly was the one that really brought this to the forefront and pushed this for a period of time. I'm talking about case law specifically. So kudos for Bill O'Reilly, and I think that you have to give him credit, and credit deserves to be assigned where it is due. And I say to Bill O'Reilly, thank you for pushing this. We did as well. Certainly do not have and did not have at the time comparatively the microphone and the influence that you had in our country. But well done. And we need to keep pushing to get this through the Senate. But the issue here is you have, people, I believe, being a little loose with the facts here. And, of course, we've talked about this as well. What happens with sanctuary cities? You have people here who are illegal. They can't call police and ask for help. They have to rely on street justice. And in order to minimize street justice, the answer from law enforcement is not to execute the laws as they stand. Oh, no, let's just create a modification against the federal law and we'll accommodate illegal immigrants. And now they're saying, I don't know if you heard about this, but 21 mostly sanctuary cities are pledging to make 1 million immigrants U.S. citizens this year. I mean, we already have 1 million, 1.3, I believe, is the amount of immigrants that we have legally coming in this country. Now we're going to fast track 1 million immigrants, according to these 21 mostly sanctuary cities. That is their pledge. That's what they're shooting for. And so there is the dynamic tension. Are we going to have sanctuary cities or no sanctuary cities? Are we going to follow the law or not?
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We always love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk health care right now with an expert who comes to us, Dr. Matthew Hahn. He has written the book Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine and Preventing True Health Care Reform. Dr. Hahn, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thanks very much, Bill.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on to talk about this. A little bit more background so you understand where Dr. Hahn is coming from here. He's a practicing family physician in Hancock, Maryland, was voted Maryland Family Doctor of the Year, founder of a small IT company that produced the electronic health record software he uses in his practice. And Dr. Hahn, I appreciate you coming on because much discussion, a lot of myth and opinion flying around there regarding healthcare. But I think we have to get down to the basis of what are we trying to do with our healthcare program here nationally?
Yeah, we really need to focus on the issues and how do we solve those issues. So there's an awful lot of rhetoric, and that rhetoric, I feel, really misses, in large part, the most important points about what's going on. We have three basic issues in American healthcare that have been a problem now for decades, and that's lack of access to care, that's the high cost of care, and the poor quality of care. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about fixing American healthcare, we have to address all three of those issues at once. Mm-hmm. And the focus of my book is looking at how there is such an administrative and bureaucratic burden in American healthcare that it actually keeps patients from getting the care they need and keeps me from providing that care. And I go through a lot of instances to look at those details and detailed both the problems in detail and then possible solutions. But you really need to focus on the specific details rather than just the rhetoric.
Yeah, I would agree. Those are all key. I also have been discussing quite at length the fundamental proposition is that is healthcare a right or is it a privilege? Because if it's a right, then it's a fait accompli. Then we got to figure out how to deliver world-class health care based on a right versus based on a privilege.
Well, I'll take a slightly different focus, and I think that having good health care for everyone that is affordable is one of the things that will make us more successful as a nation, both in terms of addressing the costs associated with health care, but also to make our businesses more competitive. So, you know, whether or not it's a right I'm not sure that actually, you know, hits the most important points. I would like to think that if we really put our minds to it, that everybody in this country could have affordable, high-quality health care.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm with you. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I think that there should be enough, you know, ingenuity, the creativity that we have available to us. But, you know, it's this has been part of the distraction that we've had is trying to reconcile, you know, how do we approach this? So maybe your approach is probably more appropriate, is that we look at how do we achieve the goals, and if we achieve the goals, then it'll take care of the right or privilege proposition.
I think that's the better way to look at it. I think that what we have had is a shortage of ideas. We have had certainly a political discourse that is not very helpful, and I really think that if we think about this objectively, and that's, you know, that's the focus of the book. If we focus on things objectively, we mm-hmm. can actually figure out how to lower the costs of care in this country. We can figure out how to improve the quality, and those two things together would contribute to lowering the cost of care. And if we lower the cost of care enough, we can offer it to everyone.
Well, and we see this happening in spots. I mean, Atlas MD provides a direct payer model that they're able to offer, you know, access to a doctor as many times as you want for, you know, just using a round figure as a sample, about $50 a month, $600 a year. They're able to see their doctor as often as they need be. They've renegotiated prescription prices, to your point. There are things that can be done. The prescription rates are about 10 cents on the dollar. You know, upside, very good. We're not talking catastrophic level health care here. We're talking about, you know, maintenance health care, your general health care, which covers probably about 85-90% of Americans, doesn't it?
That's certainly one way to look at it. And there is an innovative solution. You know, one of the problems is, and you know, lots of primary care doctors today are talking about this direct care model where, mm-hmm. You know, we do away with the middleman, all the insurances, and people pay a physician's office directly. The problem is if we don't address things in the entire nation, we can run into problems. So mm-hmm. if my patients need to carry health insurance and on top of that need to pay me directly, that can be a real impediment for a lot of them. I live in
exactly.
an area where a lot of people are low income and older. And so I love that model, but it might not work where I am.
Well, I'm looking at it from a standpoint. Again, this is away from your book, and I do want to focus more on your book, and we've got a little bit more time to do that, because what you address is key. And I'm looking at in terms of when you consider the universe of people that are requiring health care, if a certain amount of relief, you know, can be offered by people using a direct pay model, as you know, if we got insurance companies involved, you're waiting 90, 120 days for your, you know, for your payment. You've got office administrative costs of about, you know, 35, maybe as high as 40% in administrating just the paperwork alone. So if that's reduced and we've got people involved, you know, to a degree, not everybody, because I think that's part of the challenge we have is trying to come up with some one-size-fits-all type of program. And just as you cited, every area, every state, region, you know, different needs. But can we solve some of these problems by, you know, looking outside the box and allowing some sort of customization here?
I absolutely agree with that general notion that if we look outside the box, and if we discuss ideas like the direct primary care or the direct care model and other things, and if we really look at this from an apolitical sense and how can we fix the issues, it's out there. And,
yes.
and that's one of the big problems is the national conversation really doesn't do that. It looks at some of these broader issues. You know, we have sort of the yes-no. You know, I want the Trump plan or I want Obamacare, and we get stuck there, and we really need to get to the details and be creative. And I'm absolutely positive we could solve the issues.
And I agree with you. I've been saying all along here, Dr. Hahn, that there's a time for politics and there's not a time for politics. When it comes to healthcare, it's the wrong tool for the wrong job, as my dad would often tell me. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation with Dr. Matthew Hahn continues, author of the book Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, it's just that simple. We love to hear your opinion, as we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. But, you know, this is all part of the process as we get through, especially when we talk about healthcare. Lots of opinions out there, but we appreciate experts like Dr. Matthew Hahn, who joins us. His book, Distracted, How Regulations Are Destroying the Practice of Medicine and Preventing True Healthcare Reform. And I would say to that end, Dr. Hahn, it's about the delivery of world-class healthcare. I mean, we've got the doctors, we've got the, the intelligence, but it seems like we've got too many fingers outside involved in getting in between, the decision, healthcare decision-making process. As I said, I don't want Harry Reid in the middle of my healthcare decisions, but that seems to be more the case today than not.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I think one of the really key points I make in the book is that it's not health care per se that's broken. Mm-hmm. The types of treatments I can offer my patients, on a day-to-day basis are absolutely revolutionary. The problem is the administration of health care. So the sea of rules and regulations and the bureaucratic approaches that get in my way of providing, what could amount to revolutionary care.
Well, it forced you, some of the regulations forced you to find, to be the founder of a small IT company that produced the electronic health record software that you use in your practice and that you make available to other doctors as well. And, you know, as we understand, of course, because of Obamacare, that really went heavy. I mean, we're talking electronic, health record keeping on steroids. I mean, to the point that, I've heard doctors say as much as 40% of their time now is spent on, paperwork and administration process. I mean, this is the stuff that used to drive me crazy working for a sizable corporate entity. They got paper intensive. I say, you guys are doing everything you can to impede the selling and marketing process. You want all this backup paperwork. And, you've got everybody, I guess, basically covering their back ends here. But I'm not able to sell and do the job that you hired me to do, because I've got to administrate all this stuff. And here it is. I mean, a doctor's heart is to meet with the people, talk to them, deliver healthcare, world-class healthcare. And now you're bogged down with, this administrative anchor. I'm not saying it's all bad, but at this point, it would seem that the fulcrum has gone more towards administration than it has delivery of healthcare.
Well, you're right. What you really have to do, though, is focus on the details and the computerization of medicine. It's a really fascinating picture of what happens when you don't regulate enough and then when you regulate too much. So
yes.
In the early days of computerization of medicine, so the early 2000s, everybody assumed that this was going to be a very simple thing to do, but the first electronic systems that came online, what we call EMRs or EHRs, electronic health records, were really cumbersome to use. They were much more expensive than anyone thought they should be, so doctors were very hesitant to adopt them. Mm-hmm. The Bush administration actually stayed very, very hands-off, and so what happened, unfortunately, is that hundreds, if not thousands, of systems developed. There were no real standards for development. They did not communicate with one another. You get to about the year 2010, and the government recognizes that we have a mess on our hands, and then they overregulate. So they jump in and they say that there was a program called the Meaningful Use Program. It's in many ways still in existence today, and it offered $44,000 to doctors over five years to adopt these electronic health records. Unfortunately, the software had not progressed to the point that it was usable, but a generation of physicians gets involved. There were even penalties if you didn't get involved. Mm-hmm. So a generation of physicians jumps in and they purchase these systems that have essentially been instruments of torture for them. So so now we find ourselves still in a mess, but if you look at the details, you see that initially we failed to regulate, and then subsequently we overregulated. And the question is, what's the appropriate way that the government can help to foster appropriate computerization of medicine, because computerization offers miracles. I mean, we could forward the American healthcare system by light years with a good system in the hands of all practicing physicians. But it's really focusing on those details of what happened that enables you to see the reality and then, you know, point towards a better way forward.
Well, this is the problem with crony capitalism and the government getting involved. And as we started on the onset, as we can get so bogged down into the political process that we find ourselves in a bucket of gum, and it's retarding the process when all we want to do is deliver world-class health care in the most expedient way, in a way that's win-win for everybody. Somehow we got to find a way to get these regulators out of here. And maybe with a non-politician in the White House, and maybe with the people's frustration, but this is where they got to speak out. And they've got to let their elected officials know that, you know, last time I checked, when I look over the Constitution, I don't see that it is the job of our legislators to legislate health care.
Well, it is to help, you know, mm-hmm. And so if things aren't happening as we would hope, what we really need is a balanced government that has a light hand, if such a thing exists, and I know it doesn't seem like it does today, but we really need them to get involved in a way that fosters better care, that fosters better computerization, because I don't know that the healthcare market is such a simple thing that if we let things go, that everything proper is going to happen, and actually the EHR market, you know, really gives us that story where, with a hands-off approach, things went awry. It's, mm-hmm. it's that when the hands got on, they tightened around our necks too much.
Right.
So there's got to be a balance, and that's what it's really about. How does the government work in a balanced fashion to foster good things, but not, you know, go so overboard with rules and regulations that you know, trap us in horrible closed boxes.
Well, Dr. Hahn, if it was you, we'll make you king for a day. Is there a health care reform plan that both Democrats, Republicans, the people at large would celebrate?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's to start in a different vein. I think that what we're talking about today, which is really on sort of a global level, we're talking about how to pay for healthcare. We're talking about how to organize payments for healthcare. And that has become incredibly politicized. I didn't even bother to comment on that in my book because that's gone beyond a real conversation in this country. Mm-hmm. So what I think is what I've talked about in my book, we start off by putting in place the building blocks of healthcare system success, which is relatively non-political. So what we could do is put in place a profoundly simplified system of medical billing. So we get rid of the current regulatory state that dictates how we get paid and has completely gummed things up, and we streamline how we get paid. That would free up healthcare professionals to do so much more. We also, as we talked about EHR so much, we put in the hands of every physician affordable, usable EHR systems, and that might take, you know, sort of a national movement to create that system and then put it in every doctor's hands. If we do those two things, we move American healthcare forward light years, And that would give us the starting place, what I call the building blocks of healthcare system success, from which to attack other issues. Then we would have a fighting chance to work on issues of cost in healthcare. We would have a fighting chance to work on issues of quality. And if we can solve those two issues, then we can provide a lot more people access to care. So that's, I don't think it's that difficult if you remove the politics.
Yeah, I'm with you to that end. Congratulations on the book and whatever we can do, Dr. Hahn. I support your thinking. I think that would go a long way. I'm not looking to government to be the answer. Of course, they want to be the answer and get the credit, but at what expense? I believe at the people's expense.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable, your parents are vulnerable, and yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, fireworks and all, why not as we get ready and we're off and rolling. Yes, to enjoy this holiday weekend, our independence here in America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we have the spokesman, and I should say spokeswoman for America First Policies, the former national spokeswoman for Donald J. Trump for president. And I was telling her off the air that, you know, I was just so impressed at her ability and how she represented the president. And I'm glad she's landed with American First Policies because we get a chance to still be blessed by her gift that she shares so willingly with us. Because, you know, this is what it's all about right now. If we're going to get this country back on track, it is a command that all of us, all hands on deck, we're all required. Bring your intelligence, bring your desire and your passions to that end, because it's just that important, and our future is now, isn't it, Katrina?
Oh, it absolutely is. And it's great to be with you, Bill. You know, when I was offered my role as Deputy Press Secretary of the White House, I immediately accepted it because I felt like that was the next logical step. However, you have seen throughout the last 2 years that the media was going to be a problem. And that's really why I made the decision to join the outside organization, because this president was going to need some support on the air to defend his policies.
Yeah, absolutely. No question whatsoever, Katrina. The media has been melting down. and the things that have been coming out of CNN and MSNBC, you know, to what end? You know, just because of partisanship? I mean, we've got serious issues here in America today, and they're all being confused and confounded, you know, for, you know, petty politics.
It's petty politics, and it's also an ideology. I mean, when the left lost in November, which they still don't think that that's happened, but when the left lost, they didn't even understand why. And that is exactly why the Democrat Party is having this identity crisis, and they're doubling down on all the negative things that turn their own voters off. So this is an ideology, and someone like a President Trump, who really combats all of that, they don't even see that he is really the candidate that they should be supporting at that time, because he doesn't see people by their race or by their gender. He interacts with people as human beings and recognizes potential, and they can't even grasp that reality.
Well, Katrina, we're all human beings, and we've all had our less than glorious moments that we wouldn't want out there necessarily. Donald Trump is loud and proud, and he's had moments, but boy, they've tried to project those less than glorious moments upon his entire character. And I say, look, if you're going to do that, then bring out the full file and history of who Donald Trump is, because you hear time and again how he's helped, you know, to your point, how he's helped so many people, what he's done. I mean, he is a billionaire, and yes, he's very influential. And along the way, he's helped lots of people. And now he's putting that effort on behalf of we the people, the American people, and he's being criticized, and you take less than glorious moments and being expanded to as if that's the sum total of who Donald Trump is.
Well, you're absolutely right. And Donald Trump, the man, has helped countless numbers of people over time. And one of the little known talked about things during the campaign, when they were screaming racist and all these horrible things at him, no one ever even talked about how it was Donald Trump who helped Jesse Jackson bring more black people into Wall Street, gave up his time, gave up space in his building, and gave up his efforts to help bring more minorities into the economic world of success. And no one ever talked about that. No one ever talked about how sensitive he is to everyone's needs. And that's why he took a lot of heat from both sides during the campaign. But at the end of the day, there is a major, major rift as to what this country is supposed to be about and what the left thinks it should be about.
Exactly. Well, you know, the tweets driving everybody nuts, and we said this last year, I think in part, some of this must be amusing for Mr. Trump, because the way he puts it out there, and the media cannot help themselves, they jump on the bait. But what I think the challenge is the tweets getting in the way of the things that are most important? And this is why your organization, America First, and, you know, whether it's health care or tax reform, these are the things that Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, really wants done on most part. And the other part is that they do, I guess, you know, you get a percentage of America that says, hey, it is about time that Republicans started answering back instead of taking it on the chin. I mean, it wasn't that long ago with George W. Bush. I mean, he got blasted left and right, and you keep going, when is he going to say something back? But not this president. I mean, it's like if you're going to put it out there, then get ready. It's going to come back at you.
Well, and I think that's exactly where the frustration in the media is coming from, because you do have someone who's going to fight back, and they can't handle that. They like to be the bully. They like to paint their own pictures. They like to try and sway public opinion about Republicans. And Donald Trump's just not going to take that. And he is getting things done. People are seeing that, where it's touching them locally now, not to mention the Supreme Court justice, not to mention all the regulations that have been repealed. And, you know, it takes, you know, 10 seconds to write a little tweet, whereas everything else he's doing is so much bigger and so much broader. He's always on the go. He's getting a lot of work done. And we're further now in the healthcare process than Barack Obama was in his. And he gets no credit for that either.
Well, and speaking of the comparison, how many nominees are still waiting to be confirmed because the Democrats have delayed the process? I mean, at this time, Barack Obama had, I think the differential is hundreds of confirmed
selections, you know, to participate in the government, where we've got people just sitting on the sidelines, go, put me in, coach, and, you know, we don't have approval yet because the Senate, senators, Democrats are holding this up.
Well, yes, that's one of the tactics that they're using to, you know, really to make the administration look bad, so that they can say, look what he's not doing, when in fact they're the ones that are slow walking the process. But that time will run out. The people will be confirmed. The agencies will be staffed. And then we'll be able to move. But right now, he's focusing on very, very, very big issues because there needs to be some certainty out there in the market. There needs to be certainty with families, the middle-income families, which is why this health care bill is extremely important with regards to the taxes and the premiums and, more importantly, the choices. There are going to be some counties in this country who won't even have a single insurance option come next year, and that's why he's focused on health care right now.
Yeah, that's really dangerous. And, of course, you know, you would want it to follow, then you would want tax reform to follow that because the reformation of health care here leads into that hand in glove, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why this one came first. There was a lot of discussion early on, as you might remember, as to which big thing to tackle. Number one, Republicans have been campaigning for nearly a decade on repealing Obamacare. So, of course, that needed to be a priority. But we do have a huge tax burden on citizens right now, and all of that comes from getting these horrible, horrible taxes and regulations out of Obamacare. So if we're going to have a substantive tax reform, something that's really going to impact Americans, health care has to be done first so that we can have an effective tax plan.
Well, Katrina, like you, many of us were surprised for so many years, 7 years, the Republicans were talking about repeal, replace. And here it is. You know, like we said this morning, you got to be careful what you wish for. Not only do you have to be careful what you wish for, but you ought to be prepared in case you get it, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's exactly what happened with Republicans in this case. And, you know, January 20th, you know, I wasn't thinking, you know, how are we going to get this done? I was thinking, great, Republicans are going to put their plan forward and we're going to get this done. But that wasn't what happened. But the bigger problem they faced is in 2015, the House and the Senate passed repeal and
yes,
sent it to President Obama. So there's really no way they can go back home at the end of the day and say we couldn't get it done.
Exactly.
We already did it.
Well, Katrina, I'm sorry, we're out of time. You're always welcome. Great to have you with us. Katrina Pearson, spokeswoman for America First Policies. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Katrina.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 before the top of the hour. See, it is about service. I'm saying to you because, you know, if we have something in the game and, you know, by this, you know, I have suggested that we all should, you know, as our duty as American citizens, offer up a couple of years of service to our country. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the military, but something that serves our country that puts skin in the game. I want to bring Andrew Kay with us. AK, how are we doing? Happy day after the 4th. All went well. No fireworks at the, you know, the K household. Everybody's fine. No food fights. No hot dogs other than what Joey Chestnut chowed down in 12 minutes. Oh, my God.
Hey, it was my own version. Glad to be here, by the way. It was my own version of a hot dog challenge. Me on a rack of ribs last night. I waited for ribs.
The ribs didn't have a chance, huh?
No, they didn't have a chance.
Well, you know, I'm vegan, so you can have my. I'm doing pretty good. I'm in my 8th week. A Mexican vegan. Can you believe that? Am I the first you've ever met?
Yeah, you are. In fact, that to me, here we are. We're day out of celebrating American Independence Day, and you're talking about being a vegan. That ain't American, baby. You got a hog down on some pork. You got a hog down on some beef, as well as maybe some beef hot dogs. And well, that's what it was about for me yesterday.
Yeah, well, good for you. I managed. I managed to have it. I went and had a vegetarian Subway sandwich for my lunches.
Yeah.
It was actually very good, you know. And I even had some. And then the day before, I had some vegetarian enchiladas that were absolutely delicious. So
well,
I don't
know.
My palate is expanding. I don't know, but I'm doing fine. 8 weeks so far.
Well, good for you. You know,
yeah.
I applaud that. I just eat. My idea of healthy dieting is eat whatever I want, but just do it in moderation.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat smaller portions of it.
Right, right. Otherwise, you'll look like Chris Christie. Did you see the sand sculpture that somebody put together?
No, I didn't see it, but I love it. Whoever did it, that is genius. Thank you. Now I've got to go Google and I got to go look at it because you know what? That's got to look far better than he did himself when he was out there on that beach, right?
It's still scary. It's still scary. But, you know, the thing is about it is that, you know, this is where he loses any kind of cred because when he comes on the next day for the press conference, or maybe it was a couple hours later, it was just like, you know, why are you bothering me? Why are you bringing this up? You know, this is you know, it's irrelevant. I mean, it's all about optics, man. He's just killing himself.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah, the optics were really bad for this, no matter what angle you were looking at it, no matter whether you were looking at the actual Christie on the beach or the sand sculpture of the whale. But you know,
well, he had his shirt on. Come on.
Thank God. Okay. Thank God. But, you know, the thing is that he kind of, typically in America, I mean, there was all this dust up over, you know, Trump, you know, commenting about Mika, and you're not supposed to talk about somebody's appearance. But, you know, I think in this case, you know, when you're behaving so badly like he did here, I mean, I think, you know, America, tell me what you think. Don't you think it makes somebody, put somebody in the position where they deserve a little mocking? And what bugged me about that press conference you're talking about, it wasn't just that he was like, oh, what's the big deal? It's almost, he almost came across as though he was acting like, there wasn't any services there. I didn't even have any trash pickup. No, there weren't lifeguards there. And then he even went on to be so snide, Bill, that he even made some crack about, well, I was there because the governor residence is there. If you want to be able to enjoy an empty beach on a holiday weekend paid for by the taxpayers, you can run for governor. It was so everything that Americans hate right now and despise of our politicians. It's why they voted in an outsider as president. This ruling class mentality is, you know, what American people are revolting against, and it's kind of what the Americans revolted against back on Independence Day in 1776.
Exactly. Well, there has to be that pushback that closes the mouths of the insane, because just because you have free speech doesn't mean you have, you can abandon, you know, any kind of decorum and self-responsibility, because now we go from east to west coast. You got Maxine Waters absolutely unhinged. I mean, what is going on? I mean, is she like on, you know, overdoing it on the HGH, or her testosterone levels are skyrocketing? I know there's a lot of guys out there that got low T going, whatever she's drinking, I want some of it, man, because she is all she's all that in a bag of chips. Just saying.
Yeah, well, some people are starting to speculate that there might be a little roid rage going on. Okay, caution, you know, I mean, that's bad stuff, and it can make you fly into some rage. I mean, hasn't Hulk Hogan been warning people about this? But then you might say maybe she slipped that wig that Donald Trump mocked, because, I mean, that is like the hardest working wig in D.C. This woman is working way too hard to try to get Donald Trump impeached for absolutely nothing. She has gone so full crazy over this, Bill, that even Nancy Pelosi had to say at a CNN town hall recently, you cannot impeach a president because you don't like him. There has to be actual facts. There has to be a reason to impeach.
Imagine. But you know what? As far as Maxine, I like her wig. Even, you know, and maybe if it does remind me of James Brown, I don't care. I like the wig. It looks good. But it's just the other stuff. And her attack on Ben Carson, I mean, it's unhinged. She said, I'm going to take his A apart. You know, I mean, we can't say that. But she's just, she's all revved up here. I mean, and I keep thinking of Maxine Waters' husband. What does he have to deal with?
Well, is she even married? You know, that's an interesting question for the Cooler Talk listeners. To do a little search and see if she's actually been able to keep herself a man. Because men don't typically like, well, I can't speak for men, but you tell me, I don't really know one that really wants to be around somebody who's just constantly in a rage.
Yeah.
You know,
you come home, honey, I'm home, who cares?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, hi, I'm home, and you get a frying pan thrown past your head. That ain't attractive, ladies. No man wants to come home to that. This may be 2017, but still, nothing's changed with that.
Well, your buddy Colin Kaepernick goes to Ghana to trash the USA on Independence Day. You know, there's probably some saying, you know, the travel ban should extend to Colin Kaepernick. Just kidding, okay? Just relax.
Well, was he inspired to do that by a former President Obama who's hanging around like a bad smell, you know, after a holiday party, who went around to Indonesia just a few days before the 4th and warned against Americans from being too patriotic because, you know, Americanism is really, you know, intolerant. You know, so, you know, Kaepernick, you're not very original, not very creative, because somebody already did this. And it's really shameful, because what does Kaepernick have to complain about? Here he is in a country where he was adopted by a couple of Caucasian people who raised him in the finest schools in a beautiful, fine home. He made it to the top of one of the most incredibly difficult industries and made buku bucks for doing it and not doing it particularly well. Okay, what's he got to complain about?
Well, he had his time. He had his season when he was on a roll, and you thought, wow, this kid's going to be the heir apparent. And then all of a sudden, you know, he gets distracted. This is the problem about some of these things that you can get caught up with.
you know, the fans don't care about it, certainly. And the other part is that it takes you off your game. Colin Kaepernick has paid a big price for sitting out and making himself, you know, the object of people's disaffection.
Well, yeah, you know, I think when he first burst on the scene and started kissing his biceps in the end zone or on the field, it was going like, okay, we got one of those here. You know, an overly self-involved, you know, arrogant, you know, person who's not appreciating where they're at in this great nation in terms of being at the top of, you know, a beloved sport in America, making a lot of money doing it. That is the dream of so many kids. Talk about, you know, America is all about the American dream. If you could live it, I mean, if you could dream it and were willing to work hard enough for it, maybe you could achieve it. That's one area in sports where you got to be gifted by God,
yeah,
but also have
exactly.
an incredible opportunity. And he squandered it.
Yeah.
He has squandered it with his hate for a country that gave him nothing but opportunity and love.
Well, he can't handle the opportunity, I guess. Did you see this where Americans are fleeing the USA lower than the Obama years? So what does that tell you about the Trump effect and the Trump derangement system, syndrome? Is it that people are just so crazy they don't know where the exits are anymore because of Trump? They're just so blinded by their hatred or what is going on? Or is it just that, you know, the Hollywoodites and the elites have said, we'll just stick around because we'll be like NASCAR, you know, fans. We're just going to sit there and watch the wreck, you know, and cheer it on at our cocktail parties.
Yeah. Well, the celebrities were never going to leave. That was always the threat that people were hoping that they would actually fulfill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last time I checked, Babs is still in Malibu. I was there. I was just there, and she's still hanging there. I mean, and she was supposed to leave what 17 years ago or something.
I know they were. They all threatened to leave actually when Bush was running for office, and they never honored that threat. Dad, darn it! It seems to me like so many Americans were leaving. Like friends of mine left during the Obama years. And actually, you know, decided to leave the country because, you know, the economic prospects just weren't looking good, not just on that term, but just the transformation of America into something, you know, with all the regulations, turning it into something that, you know, was looking like European socialism. They were like, you know what, I give up. Yeah. You know, I might as well go someplace else. But you know who has been fleeing is illegal immigrants that came into this country that saw the writing on the wall for them economically, that they weren't going to be getting as many handouts, the sanctuary cities were going to be going away, and Canada has been reporting that they've been fleeing, the illegals have been fleeing America into Canada.
Doing everything they can stop them and not allow them to come across. And what did you make of the sanctuary city saying, you know, there's something 20-some sanctuary city saying, hey, we're going to make a million illegals into citizens in 1 year?
Well, I don't know how they're going to make them, sanctuary cities, make them into legals. But hat tip for President Trump, you know, doing what he can with and the Republican Congress with Kate Law and with these immigration policies. It is just, you talk about flipping wigs and being crazy and insane. It's the Democrat Party that's encouraging and enabling felons, rapists, and murders on our streets. It doesn't even make sense. It defies logic. It's crazy.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then hopefully the Senate Republicans will have the intestinal fortitude to follow through on what the House passed with Kate's Law. I agree with that as well. AK, as always, a pleasure to have you on with us. I'm glad you had a safe and sane 4th of July. And thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care. National radio host and TV personality, Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.